So here we go. Last show in our old studio, at least we hope, and you can forgive us if we forget what month this is. Help us out, Natty. A lovely year, he says. It might feel like a year if you make it to many of the arts events coming to the region in the weeks ahead. There are lots of them, with the county fair season joining the region in the weeks ahead, or joining the outdoor music season in this month, along with lots of the usual indoor events. Our first Friday arts segment is a clearinghouse for any and all arts events in the region. Listen in for happenings in your neck of the woods, or grab a phone and call 800-838-3760. But when a line opens up, all six of them are full right now. We go first to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome back to the Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, I am calling you from Logan, Utah, where I'm finishing up a directing contract today.
Oh.
So, where there are also some wildfires close to us, so I get to drive home tomorrow and try to make my way to Ashland. Hopefully the five will be open.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, at the Cabaret, we just closed Once the Musical on July 1st, but we are opening on July 12th, Avenue Q, which is the adult musical comedy. It does involve puppets. It won 6 Tony Awards when it was on Broadway, and we are so excited that we're finally bringing it to the Cabaret. Again, that opens on July 12th, and you can get tickets at OregonCabaret.com or by calling our box office at 541-488-2902.
But Valerie, you gave the caution already. This is a show for adults. This is not, I mean, it's a puppet show, but not for kids.
Is. It is definitely for adults. It is kind of, I'd say it's a mix between Sesame Street and South Park.
I'm trying to
figure
out.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's definitely for adults. It is super fun and hilarious. In fact, my friend Lexi Friedel, I got to see her on Broadway in Avenue Q, and she actually came and did all the puppeteering workshops for us.
Oh, excellent.
She had such experience being on Broadway. She played Kate Munster and some other roles. So that was exciting and fun. So we've had a pro puppeteer come in and train all of our actors, and we're very excited.
Fun. Avenue Q opens July 12th, and then do you have some other stuff come up at the Cabaret?
That is all we have for July. Mm-hmm. We'll have some late-night shows in August coming up, but right now that's all we've got.
Okay, exciting stuff. Looking forward to seeing the foul-mouthed puppets, as somebody described them once. All right,
thanks,
Valerie.
Jeffrey.
Thank you. Good to have you here on First Friday Arts. That opens up a phone line, or will in just a moment. That is 800-838-3760 to join our First Friday Arts segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. Here is Steve in Ashland. Welcome to the Exchange.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi.
So I'm calling about the opening night of the Collaborative Theater Project's production of Under the Mango Tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a play that's set in Puerto Rico. It's a lovely play about a coming-of-age story and culture clash between Puerto Ricans from the Bronx and Puerto Ricans that live in the mountains of Puerto Rico. It's a lovely story, coming-of-age story. And for opening night tonight, there'll be Puerto Rican food from Cafe Rico. They're located in Talent. And we're also giving a portion of the ticket sales throughout the run, by the way, to the Puerto Rican Hurricane Relief Fund. That's what's happening tonight over it.
And Collaborative Theater Project is in the Medford Center, is that right?
That's correct, yeah, just right across from Tinseltown and Coldstone.
Okay, and how long will Under the Mango Tree play, Steve?
We're running until July 29th.
July 29th, okay, great, and the opening tonight. Excellent, thanks for calling us.
Thank you very much.
Sure. First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange. A line open now, 800-838-3760. We move on to Livia in Ashland. Welcome to the Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. I am very happy to announce that there's a new theater company in town, Deja Vu Theater Productions, and they are partnering with my production company, Livia Janice Productions, to present a little-known but incredibly wonderful musical called Quilters, by Barbara Damashek and Molly Newman. It was nominated for 6 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Score, and Best Book. And it blends a series of interrelated scenes into what they call a rich mosaic, which captures the sweep and beauty, the terror and joy, and the harsh challenges and abiding rewards of frontier life. It's mainly about, it's a cast of 7 women, and it's about the mothers, the daughters, the sisters who covered their family one quilt at a time. And we open on Friday, July 20th. I'm sorry, Friday. Yeah, July 20th. And then we run through the 29th at the Bellevue Grange. Tickets are only $15 and are available at the door at Paddington Station or online at my website, LiviaJaniceProductions.org. Really, really gorgeous musical. The music's incredible. Even from the first song, which is called Pieces of Lives, because the women put the quilts together with the clothes they could no longer wear.
Oh, wow.
16 blocks, so 16 scenes, each of which describing a certain aspect of the play. Like, I had no idea that when they first crossed the plains, they dug out the dirt and usually lived their first winter in a dugout.
Yeah, and it was a rough existence. So, yeah, and this is all reflected in Quilters.
Yes, it is. And at the very end, they unveil a 16-block legacy quilt that the mother has made for her six daughters. So you see each of the quilt blocks as a one, and we've rented this incredible company's production of this quilt that is 16 squares, takes up the entire stage. So the musical itself and the actors in it are all well-known in the Rogue Valley, Diana and Katie Warner, Renee Hewitt, Kendra Taylor. I'm very happy that Brian Kearns, who used to musical direct for me in the 90s, is back, and he's musical directing, and Daniel Stevens is choreographing.
Oh, wow.
So really, really wonderful production. And again, we play July 20th and 21st at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday, July 22nd at 2 o'clock. And the following weekend, we're Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 26th, 27th, and 28th of July at 8. And Sunday the 29th at 2. And again, it's at the Bellevue Grange.
All right. Livia Janice from Livia Janice Productions, working in conjunction with Deja Vu Theater for Quilters at the Bellevue Grange. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Good to have you. Let us move on in First Friday Arts. Phone line open now at 800-838-3760. Dina from Ashland, is that you?
Yeah. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you. Hey, we have new art on the walls. And I want to thank Teresa over at Creatively Speaking because she's found us another local gem, Kristen O'Neill.
Okay, you're calling from Cafe 116. I need to point that out.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Kristen has on display her Oregon Coast Trail collection, and it's amazing. So each piece is like taking a hike through a painting. There are paintings of real places that we're probably all familiar with, like Face Rock and Boiler Bay, Devil's Punch Bowl. Kristen's amazing. She uses a loose painterly style that's kind of defined as contemporary realism meets impressionism, and her work really captures the beauty of a place, allows you to reconnect to nature and experience that special place on a daily basis. So we invite you, Jeff, and all your listeners to come meet Kristen on Sunday, July 22nd from 11 to 2, or Friday, August 3rd from 4 to 7. Or come explore her work any day of the week. We're open 7:30 to 3, and this collection will be on display through August.
Okay, Cafe 116 in Ashland, and the receptions, you said, July 22nd at August 3rd?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.
You bet, you too. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, line open, 800-838-3760. We go now to Steve and Eugene at the New Zone Gallery. Welcome back to the Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Thank you. A couple things happened at the New Zone Gallery. We're located at 220 West 8th in downtown Eugene. We will have our featured artist, Rick Simpson, who goes by the name of Alquince, which means old artist in German. He does a technique called digital painting, but it's abstract-y type strange figures under strange circumstances. And then he will coat them with a varnish, and they do look like old paintings in a way. You'd be surprised if they are really. They start off as digital. So our opening tonight starts at 5:30. We'll have libations courtesy of Ninkasi and some hors d'oeuvres and music too. The opening does start at 5:30 and runs to the end of the month. Also, starting our opening reception for the Salon des Refusés, which is an art show for the people refused by the official mayor's art show, will be on Friday, July 27th, darn it, 5:30. And this is a return of the mayor's art show, which has been defunct for a few years, and so the city's contracted the New Zone to do the Salon des Refusés, something I've put on since 1991. One last thing is I'll put a plug in for the Emerald Arts Association and downtown Springfield at 5th and Main. Photo Zone is hosting an annual juried photographic show, and I have a few pieces there. So I would like you to all come on out to those events. Remember the Salon Drift USA, Friday, July 27th. They'll run through August. And also, congratulations and good luck on your new studio gigs.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always nice to talk to somebody who's moved into their own new studio recently. Talk about our new studio. Because you moved last year, was it, year before?
Year before we moved. Mm-hmm. We were located a block and a half away on West Broadway. We were there thanks to Oregon Contemporary Theater. They gave us that space for 10 years for $250 a month.
Wow.
So that was great. So now we're paying a little bit more. And so your donations to the gallery help us out because we're one of the very few galleries left in Eugene. But we're doing our best to keep the arts alive here.
All right. New Zone Gallery. Steve, always good to hear from you.
Thank you, Neil. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Let us move on to the Grants Pass Museum of Art. That brings Hyla back to the phone. Hi, Hyla.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm very well. And I have to give a shout-out to Cafe 119 because Kristen O'Neill is my assistant at the Grants Pass Museum of Art.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah, so great connections. I love this little combination thing that we have going.
It's like everybody knows everybody in the arts community, right?
I know. It's really fun. So we have two exciting things coming up. First of all, tonight at First Friday, we will be showing again James Condos' work. And it's really imaginative and fun and whimsical. And he's a kind of an outsider artist. And he had a very, very, very difficult life. And so there was a documentary made of him. And it's called I Wish I Was That Bird. And tomorrow we'll be airing the documentary at 2 at the museum for free. It won two awards, the Massachusetts Film Festival and the Scotland Mental Health Film Festival. So it's really impactful and lovely, and it's fun to see his work and then see more about him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's happening tonight and tomorrow. And then the big news that I have also is that Lipbone Redding is going to be in our concert on July 12th, which is Thursday. And I sent you a little snippet of his music. He's kind of like a one-man band. He's unbelievable.
He is, and I'll play it first, and then I'll explain what people hearing. So here's Lipbone Redding doing. I forget which clip I used, but here it is.
I've got the St. James Infirmary.
And if you're thinking, how can he do that with a trumpet? The answer is, it's not a trumpet, it's his lips. So hence the name Lipbone Redding. He could do those sounds with his mouth.
You know how it started? He was playing in the subway, and there was another musician just a little bit down from him, and he started blasting the trumpet. And so it just totally drowned out Lipbone's music. And so he thought, okay, I can do this. And he went home and learned how to do this, and they competed. And so he just continued, and he puts a wooden spoon on his foot to give percussion. And, I mean, he's just fabulous.
It's really fun to watch the stuff. We got that from a YouTube clip, and I recommend people going to see him on YouTube. And it sounds like you have met the Grants Pass Museum on the 12th of July?
Yes, 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $15, and we include some refreshments, and it's just really fun.
Hyla, always good to hear from you at the Grants Pass Museum.
Thanks. You too.
Take it easy. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Our phone number is 800-838-3760. We now have Barbara from Liberty Arts in Yreka back on the exchange. Hi, Barbara.
Oh, good morning, Jeffrey. We have the Breakfast Group, the Liberty of Jive, the Art of Java. And we're hosting the Breakfast Group in the gallery through July 27th. And the Breakfast Group began in Berkeley in the 1960s by artists who were teaching at the University of California. And this became a weekly ritual of food and drink and conversation. Their topics range from studio and exhibitions to politics, with a sprinkling of sports, and, of course, the latest word. But it always rested on the common interest of them supporting each other. So there's the work of 17 current members, and there's painting, abstract and figurative, and photography, and some very whimsical sculpture. So it's a huge breadth of artwork, covered by these 17 artists, And as they themselves, of their names too many to mention, and as they themselves said, this exhibition at Liberty Arts is best explored with a friend and a cup of Java. So visitors can enjoy both their art and our coffee at Liberty Arts, 108 West Minor Street, Wairika, and that's through July 27th.
All right, July 27th through July 27th at Liberty Arts.
Yes.
The Art of Java, okay. Thank you so much, Barbara. Always good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Let us go to Teresa at Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jeffrey.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm great. Thank you so much. I understand you're moving. You need some help?
We could use a few volunteers, maybe. I think we got a full crew, though.
Oh, that's cool. Well, if you need me, just let me know.
Okay. Appreciate that.
I'm calling from Shepherd's Dream, as you know, and Heather Brunetti, a self-taught acrylic dreamy work, is here for her second month at Shepherd's Dream. And joining us in the festivities is Casey Garcia. She's a local harpist that I met at, believe it or not, at Lithia Park. I fell in love with her, and I think I sent you a clip, right?
If you did, it came in too late for me to do anything with.
Oh, shucks. Okay, well, that's even better. We'll have people come and listen to her in person. How's that?
Sounds good.
And also, for the second half, we're going to have the acoustic guitarist, six string, that is, of Jeb Fleming. He just moved here recently from Syracuse, New York. And, you know, I'm really excited to be working with Shepherd's Dream, a member of the Ashland Gallery Association. You know, we have that healthy bedding alternative at 42 East Main.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to do a shout-out to the owners of Shepherd's Dream for opening their doors for display of local and regional artists.
Yeah, because this is not a primary gallery business, a bedding business, but they provide the gallery space to you.
That is correct. We're an associate member of the Ashland Gallery Association, and we are opened Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 6, and you can take a look at the work at any time. And if you need to do that on a Sunday, you can always call and make an appointment with me.
Okay. So that is Shepherd's Dream, 42 East Main Street. So the easiest way to tell people where you are is you're next to Martoli's Pizza on the plaza.
I know. We're always plugging that pizza. And you guys haven't shown up for a piece of pizza yet.
We'll get down there someday for sure. Been a little busy, obviously.
No kidding. Hey, listen, good luck on that move, and thank you so very much for what you do and supporting the arts here in Southern Oregon.
Well, thank you, Teresa, for taking part in First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's move on to what appears to be our final call on the line at the moment. Mike at the Brit Music and Arts Festival in Jacksonville. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Hi. Well, we've got a big July planned. We've been taking a break this last week, and the Children's Festival is happening out on the Hill this weekend. Then we kick things off with Ann Wilson of Heart next week, also Arlo Guthrie and Janice Ian, and a little vocal stylings of Straight No Chaser. So we're just getting things rolling back up on the Hill. And the rest of July is looking great as well. The Happy Together Tour is a bunch of 60s pop music that's just going to be a lot of fun with the Turtles and the Association. Then we've got Father John Misty coming down, Rodney Carrington, and then we're going to be kicking off the orchestra season as well at the end of July. We've got Pops Night as our opening night, which is going to be a lot of fun. So we've got a lot going on the Brit Hill. All you have to do is go to britfest.org to find out all the details and get tickets.
We used a picture of Gabriel Kahane performing with some friends in studio. He wrote a new work, is that right, for Brit this year?
Yes, correct. We co-commissioned this work with the Oregon Symphony, and that's turning out to be a very special evening because his piece ended up being fairly long, and it's very much about the homeless situation across the country, but we're going to turn it into a local evening focused on homelessness.
Okay, that's a really interesting thing you got going on there. Appreciate hearing about that, Mike.
Yeah, we'll be passing more information out during the month.
Okay, sounds good. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Thank you to Mike from the Brit Music and Arts Festival. Always interesting things happening up on the Hill. We have another caller that is just sort of getting into position on the line, but not for this. So let us close out this First Friday Arts segment by being glad that we're not experiencing Mississippi in July. So on that, we'll finish the segment out with Charlie Worsham singing Mississippi in July.
These Delta roads, everyone I know, by the cotton fields and railroad tracks. It's more than just the heat. Most folks who get the chance to leave don't come back. Last time I thought about you in a wedding dress, I would have been holding your hand. But at 17, you promised things.